Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, stellar gospel music where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and my newcomers, and all of you who are tuned in on tonight listening to Praying with Love and Power, and we're going to touch a little bit on light and darkness because that is our segment for tomorrow, God's will. But first, we're going to start by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word." I want to thank each and every one of you for being on the line tonight. We actually have 215 individuals on the line. Be sure to call somebody, text somebody, tell someone that the Alfreda Love Show is on, Praying with Love and Power. The guest call-in number is 347-843-4981, 347-843-4981. If you want to listen in, you can. I will not put you on the spot. Also, you can log in at freeloveshow.com, click on Love Radio. When you click on Love Radio, you will be right in the studio. Or you can go to stellargospelmusic.com and click on number one Love Radio, and you will once again be right in the studio. And I want to appreciate each and every one of you for listening and telling others about God and his goodness. Amen. Now, we're getting ready to pray unto God, and we're getting into position to receive God's blessings and to receive his glory, favor, and his mercy. And one of the things I want you to recognize and understand is that God says no matter when we pray, he's always listening. Now, here is the catch to prayer. During a prayer intercessory time, our minds and hearts must be right. So we must pray unto God that anything that's in our mind that's not of God be cast out, anything that's in our hearts be cast out and put aside. And so we must be into the presence of God. We must get into our praying position. We must be focused on God, and we must believe that God is going to do it. And you're probably saying, God is going to do what? Whatever the need is in your life. You have to believe in God. You have to trust in God. You have to know that God is going to be with you and be by your side. But here is also the catch. When we talk, and I'm not going to get into our lesson yet, but when we talk about light and darkness, you have to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. God says that this world is dark. It doesn't matter how much light we have in the day or how much darkness we have at night. This world is dark. Why? He says because the world functioning of people. We live in the world, but we shouldn't be of the world. Our heart should be of God, he says, but everyone's heart is not with God. And so that's why we live in a very dark and hidden and dismal world. And that's why it's so important, God says, during this time and season that we're the light of the world. When we look at different tragedies and things that happen within the world, God says that, you know, in darkness, it's one thing. But in the light, it's another. And we hear about, there was a young lady on yesterday, and she was talking about how she helps individuals in domestic abuse situations. And she says, you know, in the light, you know, you would never imagine anything was going on in darkness with these individuals who are experiencing abuse, whether it's kids, whether it's adults, ladies, gentlemen, whoever it is. And so we have to continue to be beacons of the light. That's what God is saying. He says, yes. He says, I will supply all of your needs according to my riches. But at the same time, you're going to have to be a beacon of light. And we can't change our minds and say, well, I want to be live in darkness this time, and on tomorrow I live in light. No, we have to be continuously be the light of the world. And, you know, even when we sleep, you know, we have to pray unto God, and I'm going to do that, pray unto God that we continue to see visions and continue to see where God wants to take us and continue to see what God wants to do for us. Because so many times we're so creative, God has blessed us to be so creative that when we dream, it's like, okay, whatever is on my mind, I'm going to dream it. But we have to be intentional, God says. When we go to bed, we have to say, Lord, I would like to dream the vision that you have for me. And that's going to be my prayer as the Lord is speaking, instead of just dreaming any old thing. I mean, sometimes it's nightmares. Sometimes it's, you know, you're on vacation. I mean, it's just crazy things that happen in dreams. But we want to be intentional, and we want whatever God has for us, whatever dream he has for us, we want to dream it so that we can live it out and so that we can know the intentions and plans of God. That's why we walk by faith and not by sight. But without further ado, I'm going to get ready to dim lights here. And we are going to listen to For Your Glory, but we're going to be praying. And with this particular song, we're going to meditate. That's what we're going to do. And I want you to, when you pray, I want you to pray for your family, pray for your friends or whomever you're associated with, and pray for those you know and those you do not know, and also pray for yourself. And this is a kind of a meditative hour. We're going to do this for about 8 to 10 minutes, if that long, however long it takes us to pray. And then we will come back and we will talk a little bit about light and darkness. And as God is speaking, I'm going to lead you through a little prayer. And then I want you to say a prayer as well. So, yes, we're going to pray a corporate prayer. We're going to pray a prayer together. And then you will have time to pray independently or just to continue to pray the prayer that we've already prayed. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrida Love. This is For Your Glory by Mr. Debbie Keys Instrumental. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. And then you started us on our way. You kept us safe all throughout the day, and we say thank you. We ask that you continue to bless us to hear your voice and to see your will, Lord, and bless us to be more like you and help us to be able to extend our services to build up and to magnify the kingdom of God. We ask that you bless those near and far who are going through whatever they're going through. And we ask that you bless those who are living in darkness to find a way to come into the light, to be rescued. We ask would you reveal and uncover anything that's not like you, and would you allow your favor, grace, and mercy to dispense upon our lives. We ask would you continue to bless us to wait for your coming, your arrival. And Lord, we ask would you bless each and every person who has lost something or someone, each and every person who's going through a void within their lives. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you dispatch your angels and would you let them know that for your glory, things happen and things occur, and we should continue to keep our eyes lifted up. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are in the hospitals and those who are coming out and those who are thinking about going in. For whatever they're going in for, we ask, would you bless them from the top of their extremities to the bottom of their extremities, Lord, and continue to heal and set free those with disturbed minds, with disturbed intentions, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you continue to help us to focus on who you are, to focus on your goodness, to focus on your mercy, and to think good things and continue to be positive and continue to serve and trust and depend on you. Lord, we thank you for the victories you've given us, Lord. We thank you for the dispatching of your angels, Lord. We thank you for reminding us that you are God and you are the only perfect one. And for that, we say thank you. Then, Lord, we ask that you continue to help us to edify and glorify your name. Continue to help us to follow the commandments of treating others like we want to be treated. And continue, Lord Jesus, to see the vision and to hear your voice as you lead us into success and victory. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us as we assemble here on tonight. We ask that you bless each person who's listening, those individuals who will listen, and those individuals who will come in the future weeks and months. We ask that you touch them in a major way, Lord, and bless this to be a place of refuge, a place of solitude, a place of peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the light that shines upon dark places, and we ask right now that you, in the name of Jesus, relinquish any dark place, Lord, that keeps kids hostage or in bondage. We ask that you open up the gates to light. We ask that you open up the gates of anyone who's going through a tragedy, Heavenly Father. Would you open up and would you bless there to be light, Heavenly Father, so that they can be rescued. And Lord, we say have mercy on anyone who dwells in darkness. We say have mercy on their actions. We say have mercy on their thoughts. We say have mercy on their demise. And we ask, Lord, would you turn individuals from their wicked ways and help them to walk in truth, help them to walk in the will of God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the word and the revelation and the prophecy, Lord. And we ask, would you continue to help us to be ambassadors, help us to be good leaders for you, Lord. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the dispensation. We thank you for the manner. We thank you for the word of God. And we ask, Lord, as we get ready to look and to reveal a little bit about light and darkness as it would relate to you, Lord, we ask, would you bless each and every person to be able to transform their lives, where the light will shine upon them, where they will continue to be the light of the world. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this particular prayer, but never out of your sight, we ask that you give us somewhere, anywhere in your kingdom. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. That was for your glory. And as the music continues to play, I just want to touch a little bit on darkness and light. We talked about the many hours, and God says at the ninth hour he wants us to begin to pray and begin to remember who he is. Now, one of the things that God revealed is that we are caught up in the day. But God says, just remember me. Just think about me. Just think on the good things, because God is getting ready to do some powerful things that we should never understand. But we're not going to question God, because we know that we serve a God who is bigger and who is better than anything we could ever imagine. That's why we're on here with praying with love and power. And it's the love and power that comes from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I want to talk to you for a few minutes, and I mean a few minutes, about the sixth hour and the ninth hour. Now, in the sixth hour, there's darkness all over the land. And in the sixth hour, if you look at the crucifixion, Jesus died the sixth hour. And there was a falling. People were stumbling. People stumble during this hour. People give up during this hour. People commit acts during this hour, the sixth hour, which is the darkest hour. And we're not talking about light and darkness as in Genesis, God created the heavens and earth, and when he made light and darkness. We're talking about life in general. And God says usually during the dark hour, that's when Satan seeks to destroy. He goes to and fro, he says, because that's how Satan works. He talks about this sixth hour. He says, as a matter of fact, that was when the crucifixion happened. You notice it didn't happen the ninth hour. The ninth hour was when God got up with all power within his hands, both heaven and earth. And so when we look at the sixth hour, we need to, during this sixth hour, we must remember as well that God died during this time, and it was by his own will. It wasn't because of someone hanging him on the cross, because God could have easily gotten down from the cross, but he thought about us. He wasn't selfish. He thought about us, and he wanted to give us the opportunity to be forgiven of our sins. And so when we look at the dark hour, everybody experienced some dark clouds. Everybody experienced some things that happen in life that causes us to either stumble a little bit. Some people fall and they don't recover because they don't believe in the power of God and they don't call on God. But when you're in your dark moments, whether you have lost someone, whether you've lost something, whether you're going through a situation, whether you're coming out of a situation, whatever it is, all you have to do is call on the name of Jesus, and you have to give it to God. And when you give it to God, then God begins to shine light on those dark areas. And anytime God shines his light on those dark areas, it brings out what we call truth. And the truth prevails. And God says that when the truth comes and your light begins to shine, he says, then you are delivered and you are set free. Because when people function under the auspices of darkness, what happens is just turmoil. It's just chaos. And you don't want to be a person of darkness. You want to be bold. God didn't give us a spirit of fear. So, you know, we can't understand why someone would cloak under the auspices of darkness. When God didn't give us the spirit of fear, that's the first sign God is revealing that they're not of Christ, because they have to do everything in the dark. Well, come on out to the light. And so speaking of the light, we talk about the ninth hour. And God says this is the hour in which a couple of weeks ago God said, he said, remember me. He says, just say thank you, Lord. He says, say a prayer if you can. I know your day is hectic. He says, but just say a prayer. Remember who I am. Remember me because of my coming. And he said, this is the ninth hour is light. He says, people begin to walk again. He talks about healing. Every time I talk about this, he talks about healing. He says, if you can't walk, he says, he talks about the healing power. And he talks about when he rose again. He says, some people are in dismal situations. Some people are in the hospital. He says, but they shall rise again. Why? He says, because we are praying the ninth hour into our very lives. He says it's powerful. The ninth hour is powerful because this is when Jesus got up, but he got up with all power within his hands. He says in the ninth hour, we're able to see. He says, sometime when we go through the storms of life, I was telling someone about when I was coming from Texas A&M a couple of years ago, and it was raining so hard that you could not see in front of you, on the side of you, or behind you, but you had to roll down the window in order to be able to kind of follow and see what was going on. And God, that's what God is saying to us right now. He says, you have to be able, right, to come out of your situation and to see God. How do you do that when you're so weak? He says, all you have to do is call on the name of Jesus. All you have to do is look up towards the hills from which cometh your help. God says, during this time, truth shines. He says, yeah, you stumble. He says, but you're not going to fall. He says, and even if you fall, God says, I pick you back up immediately. And then we talk about people rising, people awaken in the ninth hour. God even talks about the second coming. He talks about death. He says, during the second hour, he says, people begin to rise. He says, situations begin to fall and people begin to rise. People begin to come back. And then he talks about, during this particular hour sometimes, people quit, he says, but during this hour, the ninth hour, people somehow get the energy to keep going. He says, every battery has an expiration date, but there are more fully charged batteries. And when your battery runs low, he says, fuel it up again. Sometimes we look at our cell phones and we have to charge it up again because we use it so much that it loses energy, it loses power. That's what God says about life. Even when you're doing ministry work, you get tired sometimes. You have to recharge yourself. Situations that's in darkness, you have to recharge yourself and you have to keep it moving. And that's what God wants us to get to. He says, don't function in darkness. He says, darkness is for cowards. Darkness is for people who don't belong to God. Darkness is for people who want to remain in the darkness because they can't function in the light, because if they functioned in the light, they would be easily defeated. And so we have to be the beacons in the light of the world because the world is dark. We live in a very dark world. It doesn't matter how much light we have. It doesn't matter how much darkness is over the world. He says, you can still be the light in a dark world. You know? And so it's very important that we continue to turn on our lights when we go out into the world and continue to be beacons and shine for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. We're going to get in depth with what God talks about. We're going to have specific things that God shows us. And one of the things that I want you to understand is that when you pray to God and you are sincere and you say, Lord, I need you to show me the cloaks of darkness in my life. I need you to show me the people in darkness in my life, God will do that up close and personal. God will show you those things. And people say, well, that's a gift. That's a gift of prophecy. That's a gift because God has chosen you. No, it's open to anyone. It's open to everyone who believes in the power of God. And some of those things that causes our lives to be in darkness, we have to let it go. We have to get rid of those things. And so it's very important when we talk about light and darkness, it's very important during that ninth hour between 2 and 3 o'clock that we pray unto God, that we pray that we're able to keep on keeping on because we serve a true and a living God. And because we serve in a true and living God, we understand that God is the light of the world, right? And God says in Romans 13:12, he talks about the night is foregone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of life, of light, excuse me. God is calling roll. God is taking names. And God says he's going to return soon. He says, but don't be afraid of his coming because he's not seeking to destroy. He's seeking to rescue. And we must be about God's business. And yeah, there are times in our lives where we ask, where is God? And God never have left us. If anything, we left God. So when we look at and when we study tomorrow God's will about these 6th and 9th and 12th, 11th, excuse me, 11th and 12th hours, the main focus is to pray in season and out of season. Because in the world, we know when it's going to get dark and we know when it's going to get light. Right? But in life, we don't. And that's just something that we have to trust God and we have to keep believing in God and doing the will of God, because God is powerful and because God can do everything but fail. And so I want to make it very clear when I say that God never fails. Right? God never fails in anything that he does. And so whatever situation, if you are in your sixth hour, and we've all been there, whether it's one time, whether it's twice, thrice, we've all been there. But you don't have to remain in your dark hour. All you have to do is call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of God. And God will be right there. And that's the assurance that we have. It doesn't matter what goes or comes. We know that God knows. And because God knows, he's going to make it all right. When you put things in God's hands and you leave it there, God can do everything. And he is going to do everything. And you have to believe and trust. But we talked about this a day or so ago, that we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. And if for some reason we continuously are not able to see what God wants us to do, that means that we're not walking by faith. We're walking under the auspices of our own spirit. And God wants us to get to a place where we trust him. It's kind of like putting on a blindfold. And it's kind of like walking. And you have no idea the landscape. And you have a guide, someone guiding you. That trust activity that we do at workshops, the trust activity that we lead during camps in the summer, those trust activities, God wants us to get to that point where we have no idea what God has for us, but we trust him and we follow God. Without question, we follow the will of God. And when God comes, he's going to do some great things, and it's going to make a lot of us scratch our heads. But that's the type of God that we serve. And so if we're still in this sixth hour, which is of darkness, and we fail to trust God and believe in God, and we cannot see the end of the tunnel, we cannot see any light, then we're not trusting God. You know, you should be able to see the end of the tunnel with God. Because why? God never fails. And that's the type of God we serve. He never fails. Right? So we have to get to that point. So I want you to continue to read John 19 and Luke 24. And Isaiah 45 verses 7 through 8. Isaiah 45 verses 7 through 8, John 19 and Luke 24. Read those verses. And it's about light and darkness, and that's what we're going to really talk about. And we're going to bring it home. We're going to bring it to real life situations. And we must continue to trust in God no matter what. Believe in God, and he shall see us through. Amen. Amen. Now, this is our time on tonight as the music is playing softly. If you decide, you know, I want to relinquish, I want to give my life to Christ. I want to be a better person. If God has brought you through something to something, I'm talking to you. If God has promised you something, I'm talking to you. This is a good time to surrender unto God and say, Lord, let your will be done. But But this is not a season where you begin to listen to people because they have no idea. They don't even know if they're going to be here. They have no idea. They're hoping. They're wishing. This is a season where you can't let people dictate your destiny, especially when God has already stamped an approval on it. You have to be strong in your head and your mind enough to know and trust God. And that's the bottom line of life. We get too caught up listening to people who they don't even know their hour. Listen to God. Trust God. Acknowledge God in all the ways He shall what? Lead and direct our paths. That's all we have to do. So, in this season, listen to God. Walk by faith, not by sight, and you'll make it. John 4:23, but the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship Him. That's John 4:23. The hour is coming. Amen. Amen. All right. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. Or you can go to freetoloveshow.com and click on Love Radio, or go to stellargospelmusic.com and click on Love Radio. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actresses, anyone with a positive message, please Facebook Afreda Love at AlFreedaLove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you in the network. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry as well. In addition to that, make sure that you check out AfreedaLoveShow.com, AfreedaLoveShow.com. Make sure that you also see my crew who will be at the Stellars. I will be there a little bit later that weekend, but my crew will be there during the week. So be sure, because we're looking for to interview artists and promote artists and things of that nature. In addition to that, make sure you go to stellargospelmusic.com. That's another website. We're going to be adding some new features as soon as we get more information from gospel artists and things of that nature. In addition to that, if you're into theater, acting, actress, if you are a theater company, we're looking to partner with some of you. I know that the T-Ball out in Dallas, Texas, I would like to support some of their events and partner with them as well for some good talent and good shows in the Central Texas area. So be looking out for that. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to come back to the AfreedaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, as we have on Tomorrow God's Will, Darkness and Light, and we're talking about sin and truth. And we're talking about no one is perfect, and we're talking about what happens under the auspices of light and what happens under the auspices of darkness. And so that's what we're going to be talking about. As I said before, make sure that you text somebody, tell somebody about the ministry. Once again, if you would like to be on this international radio station, please let me know. There are a lot of events that's going on and taking. We look forward to attending some of these events, especially honoring gospel artists, interviewing gospel artists, and just being able to promote gospel artists on our website and the different places that we attend. Also, mark your calendars, God's will, for June, as we will have a fashion show, but we're looking for the most beautiful and handsome men, and we're talking about the work that you do within your community. We're extending it to the Central Texas area and beyond. That will go out in the paper pretty soon. Also, be sure to continue to pray one for another. When you pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. Why? Because the prayer of the righteous avails much, and we must pray one for another. In addition to that, continue to believe in God, continue to trust in God. Understand that your sixth hour can become your ninth hour. Understand that God can turn anything around that he wants to turn around. Anything that God requires to live will live, and anything God requires to die will die. You understand and know that God loves you. God is always with you. You have to be receptive to the will of God. You have to be receptive to God's love and understand that God is an awesome God. I want to thank each and every one of you for staying up with me tonight as I wish you a great morning. And I pray for your families. I pray for your children. I pray for your spouses. I pray for just each and every one of you, your success, your careers, your life. I pray to God for you each and every day, and hopefully you will do the same. Until next time, which is tomorrow, someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you because God is love. You have listened to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, and be sure to take care of yourselves and each other. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.